Dreamscape presents The Nanny's Secret by Kirsten Modlin. Narrated by Frankie Corzo, Cassandra Campbell, and Tim Campbell.
Prologue. We will die for our secrets. I think we've proven that by now. Each of us, the smiles we hide behind, the niceties we observe. We know at a moment's notice, we will take those secrets to the grave. That's the difference between the three of us and regular people. For most, secrets are embarrassing and you'd rather not share them. For us, our secrets are the reason we breathe, the reason our hearts continue to beat. We'd sooner give it all up than betray them. As much as I can't respect these two, I can respect that. We are alike in that way, but so different in all the others. In just a few moments, this could all be over. Three will walk into the room, but not all three will leave. One of us won't make it. I know this much is true, like I know I'd do this all again. Maybe it'll be more than one of us. Maybe all of us. We won't back down. Won't lie our way out of it like we've been lying to each other for weeks. For the first time since we met, all our truths will be on the table. And then we decide where to go from here. We decide who gets justice, who gets revenge, who gets peace. There could be a way for all of us to leave safely, but I'm not interested in that anymore. I've come too far. I know too much. Secrets really are our most powerful weapon, and I plan to wield mine like a blade in battle. I expect they will do the same. I take a breath before I step out of the room where I know my fate will be decided. Where I will decide theirs. I will die for my secrets, but I can't live with them anymore. The Empire will crumble. Chapter 1, 4 weeks earlier. I've always believed you can tell a lot about a person from their front door. The door I am standing in front of is made of thick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?